Hey, my name is Max Mosier. I'm from the Infinity Bros podcast, and this is your daily nerd Devo. I have found myself many times drawn to the imagery of Kingdom Hearts, the opening sequence from the first game. If you're not familiar with it, I think of the scene where the main character, in a video montage, is pulled into the waves. He is beaten down, he sees images of friends, and other abstract images that probably aren't important for this part of the dialogue. But the scene's an important one because it makes me wonder, what am I doing in these moments where I feel torn down, like the waves are coming on me, and I'm experiencing the turmoils? There's a man in John 5 who spent over 30 years next to this pool. The belief was that every time it stirred up, from an angel, the first person to hop in would become immediately healed. This man was so lame and so unable to walk that he couldn't even fall into the pool if he wanted to first. He sat among invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. Yet the only question that Jesus asked was, "Do you want to be healed?" The man then passes the buck and then looks at Jesus and says, "I have no one to pass me into this water, no one to put me in there." And Jesus simply says, "Take up your mat and walk." Like Sora in Kingdom Hearts, I wonder how often we transfix our eyes on what other people are doing so much that we forget about our own turmoils, our own engagements, our own pitfalls, our own failures, or how often maybe we place these failures upon others instead of ourselves. Have you considered placing these transgressions on Jesus? Have you considered placing these tensions, sins, brokenness, feelings of loss, and traumas on him? And what if it were that simple? What if it were just as simple as taking up our mats and walking away? There's no healing spell. There's no potion to take. For some of us listening, the traumas will never be gone. But I ask you today, where are you sitting, waiting, hoping and wishing that something will happen? And why aren't you sitting at his feet with him? There is no guarantee you'll be healed. There is no guarantee that the tension or trauma will be even used the way you want it to be used. But it always gets used for his glory. Maybe the question we should be asking is not, will you heal me? But will you use this trauma for your glory? That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Max Mosier from the Daily Nerd Devo and the Infinity Bros podcast. As always, we love you guys 3,000. We'll see you later. Bye.